the great Padmasambhava, essentially said, stay in a state of samadhi and you've got it covered. Samadhi means to be here now and your mind is clear, like a mirror. Very simple. See, now let's see what we have to do here in identifying this, and let's see how we can bring different kinds of practice into it. See, in this introduction it says, as to what stands prior to the word, not one phrase has been handed down even by the thousand holy ones. One thread maintains it continuously before your eyes through countless eons. It is all pure and naked and hair erect and ears picked up. Tell me, what is this about? See the following. See? The main subject, this is a koan. Zen, it's the only place that koans are used, is in Zen. See? A monk asked Chimon, what is the essence of prajna? I think this is what we've been talking about. And he's asking, what is the essence of prajna? Chimon said, the oyster swallows the full moon. The monk said, what is the action of prajna? And Chimon said, the hare conceives by the full moon. Ordinary teachers, without using prearranged maneuvers, each phrase spontaneously appropriate. Now you've got it. Now you're all enlightened, right? Makes sense? See? There's a verse to this, Secho's verse. One piece of empty solidity beyond saying and feeling. From this humans and gods see Subhuti. Subhuti, see, he was a very famous disciple of the Buddha, see, who was the master of emptiness. See, this prajna, see? The oyster swallowing the mysterious rabbit. Deep, deep meaning. Having been given to Chan people, see, it makes them fight and struggle. There's Mason has appreciation for the koan. You see, that's what we do in it. There's the struggle, the churning, the ups, the downs. See, koan practice is not an easy practice. It is a very difficult practice. But this is not an easy koan. See, and if we look at it, as to what stands prior to the world, not one phrase has been handed down, even by the Buddhas. See, what is that state? That is the state of absolute samadhi. See, before the word, before anything begins to take the stage. What is it? No one can say anything about this. See, this is the place of deep, deep stillness. See, one thread maintains its continuity before your eyes throughout countless eons. See? The manifest world of phenomena. See, now if you can begin to associate, see, the oysters and the light of the moon. See, and the moon often can become symbolic, see, of mind. See, what is this? What are we talking about here? This one thread. Countless eons. It's eternal. It's eternal. See. Stay awake. Stay in the now. See. The difficult part is to continuously wake up. The great Yang Wu in this, and his commentary is here, see. In this, see, you sweep the room clean. Totally clean. The problem is, we won't do that. We have things in our egocentric self, in this ego mind, that you won't share, even with your psychiatrist. You will hide, see? And so long as you're hiding, see, you can't do what Russell Targ said, to give up your story. See? Hidden. See, you think you're hidden. See, you cannot hide from yourself. See, the Sufis have a saying, you're not free. See, until you realize that God sees all. Of course. What don't you know about yourself? Oh, you can try to blank yourself out. You can do all kinds of things to throw yourself temporarily into oblivion. But you keep waking up, don't you? And the great Hongzhi, talking about this space, see, prior to the word, see, into this deep, deep stillness. And who would have thought that it would shine black, lacquer black? And he says at that point, the pivot turns. See, the pivot turns. In this state of absolute samadhi, see, the relative begins to appear. See, this thin line in front of you that has never been broken, eons and eons, and that's just simply to say it is eternal. See, and again, depending upon you, see, what you push into it, what you add to it. If you don't add to it, it is pure and naked. Naked, meaning there's no adornments. What do we call this? Non-distracted awareness. I think the Dzogchen master was calling it naked awareness. Naked awareness. Are you aware right now? Now don't add anything to it. Sustain it. So difficult, nearly impossible. That's why we sit. We don't sit to produce the Buddha mind. We sit because we're neurotic. See, most of us are just gently neurotic, meaning we wouldn't kill you if we thought we were getting caught. But if we figured we probably wasn't and we could get your bank account, we probably would. I'm quite certain Ishin wouldn't do that. See, if we sustain it, it is naked and pure. This is the great angle. Yang Wu, one of the greatest champions, he's telling you, he's outlining this for you. See, and this, the hair erect and the ears, this is descriptive, see, of in a certain sense, this is a shove where we're throwing everything away. But there was two characters, Kanzan and Jitoku, who were sort of, Tibetans would call them probably crazy wisdom. But they would write poetry and they'd dance and they'd sing and they had all of this, just this kind of this wild, they were unkept and stuff. Roshi used to like, he had pictures of them, you know, painting, see. And he liked that, see. And it's a freedom. See, that's what, it is free. See, no longer trapped, see, in the realm, see, of the egocentric self. A monk asked Chimon, what is the essence of prajna? See, what is the very essence of prajna? See, he says, the oyster swallows the full moon. See, and then the monk said, what is the action of prajna? You know how else I can phrase that? What is mujji? And what is the action, the function of mujji? Any responses? See? Chimon says, the hair conceived by the moon. Now in these translations, I have about three or four different translations I look at, and they're very, in this, the hair conceived by the moon, Cleary's two versions of this, it simply says, the pregnant rabbit delivers, or something along those lines, see? But here, see, the hair conceived by the moon. See, this is an amazing teacher, and this man is so extraordinary, this Chimon. See, and they talk about the three phrases, and where you can appreciate in koans, great Joshu is there. The three phrases, or the phrases have three phrases within them. See, and they say, must contain heaven and earth. What that really means is that the old master has to respond to what the student is, he has to take into consideration, what is this student asking me? Heaven and earth, I have to have the full picture. It can't be reduced into a little cubicle of egocentric intellectual understanding. See, he has to see the full scope. See, then what he does, the student asks the question and his response, see, what is the essence of prajna? Your master has to see the amazing aspect of this. And he responds, the oyster swallows the moon. See, cuts off. See, the myriad streams of thought of the monk. Think about it. How do you respond? See, the oyster, see, swallows the moon. See, then the master has to give the student a way out. He has to show him what they say. He has to follow the waves. See, he has to lead, give you point, and you have to be the one who begins to follow this. See, this is an extraordinary teacher. Now in the verse, see, leading you into this koan. Now you, see, take this koan on as part of your zazen. You have to enter, see, through the eye needle of deep, deep samadhi, and intellectual understanding simply misses and will not bring about a transformation in your life. And this is not easy. Now the problem is that you can play with this all you want intellectually. Same thing with working on mujji or any of the koans. You have to take the koan beyond the conceptualizing mind, the egocentric mind, and that is not easy. It has to be sustained. The question, what is it? What is this? See, this oyster swallows the moon. What is it? What is it? It's the same as working, see, with an affirmation. You have to sustain. You go beyond, see, the limitations of the egocentric mind. That's the place where you penetrate beyond. You move in to a deep state of samadhi. The answer simply emerges. That's what they'll talk about. The spontaneity. See, this was not prearranged, his responses. See, using no prearranged maneuvers, it was spontaneously appropriate. He can only come from a deep state of samadhi. It isn't an intellectual exercise for the teacher. It is spontaneous, and that's why in some of the things the teacher would reach up and a slap, see, a hit, a shout, see, to break free, see, from this trap. Caught in it, see, caught in it, teacher will shout, come up, slap you. Can you relate to that? Come out, come out. See, you're trapped in an illusory world, see, and it is so simple. Okay, here I am. Just join the circle. See, now, one piece of empty solidity beyond saying and feeling. Tenkei Denson says, one empty stillness beyond speech and feelings. When you attain oneness, clear emptiness, and still silence. Do you see what this great Soto master is saying here on a koan? See, when you attain this oneness, this clear emptiness, and still silence, it is beyond what words can say, beyond objects and senses. This line expresses the total substance of prajna, of wisdom. And if you don't get this far, you will never see this koan. As long as you are discussing how to know the meaning, you won't get anywhere. Set everything aside and see directly. See, again here, Tenkei Denson is again, see, cutting it off. You can't use, see, an imaginary, a conceptualized response. Now, if we don't see these, see, the simplest thing, it's right in front of you. But if you can't move beyond your discriminating consciousness, see, if you're still sitting here in separation, see, and again, I will explain this very quickly. The inner world, those of you who are practicing that inner world, you have to see it's empty. See, as I said here, it's empty. There's nothing going on. And I'm not suppressing thoughts. If I'm suppressing thoughts, stuff is going on. If stuff floats up, I'm not attaching to it. See, this is the beginning of meditation. As I was saying, sit simply. See, and don't attach to any thought that comes up, any emotion that comes through. You just release it. Sit in this empty state. See, one of the reasons we encourage you to sit with your eyes open, most people won't, because you close your eyes, unless Roshi would say you've been sitting about 15 years, then you can close your eyes. See, but you close your eyes, you start to daydream. See, if I sit here, my inner world is empty. Can you sense this? The inner world is empty. It is still. I'm not thinking. See, I'm not suppressing thoughts. If I'm suppressing thoughts, I'm thinking. I'm simply sitting here in awareness, empty inside. See, and yes, there is this here. See, and I'm experiencing this. There is a sense of separation here. Nothing is going on inside. See, now there is still this separation. Now what happens if I can sustain this is this illusion of separation drops away. And the inner and the outer merge into a state of oneness. See, that's what we're working with. Once it merges into this state of oneness, see, the I consciousness of separation is non-existent. See, and this has significance throughout this koan. Can you kind of catch that? See, that's not an easy thing to do. See, and if you're also sitting with an expectation, that expectation is just more of this thinking. That's the separation. Now the sixth patriarch said, the mind that is afflicted and the mind that is enlightened are the same mind. Our original mind. See? The mind we can't leave and the mind that can't leave us. See? Don't go looking for it. What did the Chan Master say? It's like crawling on your donkey to go off looking for your donkey. See? It's to take the backward step, to sit in stillness. And it isn't something that you can visualize or conceptualize or force. So we have practice. We count our breath. We follow our breath. We do koans. Or we can sit in a state of shikantaza. See, and that's for people who have difficulty working with these other things. Don't simply sit here. Of course, you sit there fantasizing. And it only took Maizumi Roshi 45 years to say to me, Nyogen, I think I'm starting to sit shikantaza. See, but remember, you're dealing with eternity. So 45 years is nothing. It's just a blip. See, just a blip. He said, as long as we are unaware of our real mind, we are afflicted. You're in delusion. You are in samsara. You will exploit the 10 grave precepts. You will steal. You will kill. No, we won't. Oh, look at the government. You have supported. You have supported. If you are in delusion, if you are trapped in samsara, you support this insane government. You support the bombing, the droning, the slaughtering. We don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the bad guys. The children that you are bombing, you're blowing to bits. The innocent. See, you support it if you're in your delusional mind. That's called samsara. Well, it's not me. Absolutely it is. You're either with us or you're against us, to quote a rather famous person. See, you're either working toward going upward into an enlightened state or you're spiraling down. There is no middle ground there. You're either waking up or you're trapped in delusion. He says, as long as we are unaware of our real mind, we are afflicted. That's the 10 grave precepts. Killing, stealing, exploiting, critical, judgmental, speaking ill of the three treasures. See, what's implied there? An affirmation. Don't speak ill of the three treasures. What was Dogen saying? constantly reinforce it. I vow to become one with the three treasures. See, I vow to save all suffering sentient beings. Those are affirmations. This is energy we're working in. See, talk to a physicist. Energy. What you continuously harvest. See, or what you plant. If you are a greedy, selfish person, that's what comes up. That's what I was talking about in the garden. If you are constantly in your paranoid, self-service, egocentric mind, what is going to grow from the ground of this mind? Afflictions. The sixth patriarch is telling you that. That's why you work with an affirmation. If you're constantly trapped in your negative thoughts, what do I say? I release all negative thoughts. I release all negative thoughts. I release all negative thoughts. Now I'm going to tell you something. When you go to bed at night, simply say that three times. When you get up in the morning, simply say that three times. And 6 months from now, I'll ask you if you're still doing it. And you won't be doing it because it's hard. It's amazing. It works. See, there is something quite remarkable. And he says, as soon as we are aware of our real mind, we're enlightened. We're no longer afflicted. But again, see, we don't have to go through all of this stuff. These kinds of things, healing is instantaneous. See, the paramitas, the perfections, see, of an enlightened being. The moment, what he's saying here, as soon as you're aware of your real mind, we're enlightened. See, and that's what people don't get. People who claim to be Buddhist, they're going to set up all these programs, they're going to set up all this kind of therapy for you, you're going to do all of this other stuff. It's a way of avoiding Zazen. See, and if you don't know what Zazen is, Zazen, what is Zazen? It simply means no separation. That's what it means, no separation. So how do I do it? Put your butt on a cushion and shut up. And then stay with it as long as it takes. And I'll tell you something else. If you even make that serious commitment, and this was my experience. See, some of you, it's always negative. It's negative. It's negative. That's because all you ever plant is negative crap. And see, I get tired of it in the Doksan room. See, because you think you're hiding from me, but you look like, for me, liquid, acid. Ah, is it coming over? Yeah, oh, no. See, Roshi told me, he said, in yoga, and he said, I'm still so green. He's talking about himself. He said, there are people who come in, I don't want to see them. See, and there's people I enjoy seeing. And I thought at the time, wow, Roshi, I don't understand how you can say that. Oh, today I do. I really, really understand that. I see sometimes, oh, no. Oh, no. See, but I go, yes. Oh, welcome. See, it's terrible. See, it's terrible. When a person's mind has no thoughts and is fundamentally empty, that's your affirmation. I release all thoughts. Or if it's really pronounced, I release all negative thoughts, because you can't yet make the jump that all thoughts. See, this is what he's saying. When a person's mind has no thoughts and is fundamentally empty, and still, and free of false views, this is the greatest cause of all. This is what you're planting here if you want to raise a Buddha field. Bruce Lipton said, a Garden of Eden. See, if you're pulled toward a Christian view, raise a Garden of Eden. See, how do you do this? He's just told you. Why do you struggle with that? Why do you think somehow or another the egocentric mind, see, that doesn't give you any genuine peace and quiet? Why do you think it's going to all of a sudden give you the secret of how to work with your sitting? It's delusion. It's just more delusion on delusion. He said, when you have no thoughts, fundamentally empty. Did I talk about that? Can you experience that empty inner sight? No thoughts. Don't suppress. Just be aware. Just sit here. Don't try to understand. Just sit here. Now you see this thread here? this reality here? As soon as that sense of separation, which means there isn't the egocentric I sitting here experiencing this. But at this point, the pointing finger is there. You can say, oh, if I sit here quietly enough, this sense of I experiencing a separation will drop away. It will be done. See? Free of false views. It's a false view. See, that this is separation. Lanza sat up here, see, and he said, what you're looking at here is your mind. Now, if you're sitting here seeing that out there, you're not seeing it. You're in a dualistic realm. What is actually going on, if I put it this way, between your ears? This is what's going on. Lanza sees this. This is what's going on. Buddha said, there is no out there. There is no in here, and there is no in between. What's here then? This is the state of samadhi. This is what we have to cultivate. It can't be understood. It can only be reached through practice, through actualization. When a person's mind has no thoughts and is fundamentally empty and still and free from, this is the greatest cause of all causes, which occurs when you're not confused about the inside or the outside. You are free of all dualities. See, this is this prajna. This most amazing thing that everyone in this room, this is what you are. See? To be free of form amid forms. See? Don't try any understanding. To be free of form amid forms and to be free of emptiness amid emptiness, this is when you aren't confused about the inside and the outside. You are now functioning as a Buddha. See? It's that simple.